Hey, Jared. Hey, this is John with Bank of Carter. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dispatch.
Hey, good morning, Victoria. How are you?
Okay, how are you? Who's this?
I'm doing pretty well. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. We spoke back in February. I'm not quite sure if you remember. You told me to give you a call back as we get closer towards the end of the year to see if you had anything coming up. We were talking about a capital loan that you took out last year and whether you were going to do it this year or not.
For now, no.
For right now, you're still okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, yeah.
Okay. Were you looking to, like, bring on any trucks or anything later on?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah?
Because I have really hard time about, you know, to get drivers in, and that's why I cannot do anything.
Oh, okay.
I want to get more trucks, but I can't
yeah,
because
of course,
I don't have driver,
Yeah, because I've been talking to even more truck companies around in kind of like in the area. Roger Mason and Eric Leighton. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure if you know them or not. But we just did them for those trucking companies as well. Are you having a hard time just finding drivers or?
Yes. Yeah.
Hiring?
And really,
them,
I pay you really very well, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes the insurance doesn't take it because they have, you know, like, you know, point license, they have accidents. Some
of
them is good. We get application and fill up everything, and I'm waiting for them to come in. They never come in, you know.
Really?
Yeah, that's why you know I stuck.
With the company?
Yeah. And I am really busy actually. You know,
really?
I have a lot of customers. They're looking for you know trucks, but I don't have driver. And actually, I have one truck stay in a yard because
really?
I don't have no driver. Yeah, and I keep posting, you know, everywhere. You know.
That you need a driver.
Yeah, I need a driver. That's why I stuck. I wish to have driver and I can get my trucks because, you know, I have a lot of customers and I be busy all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. And do you advertise that you have open positions everywhere?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, you put it on like Craigslist and all that?
That's why, yeah.
I see.
And actually before we used to, you know, we do outpay. Now we have to pay $35. And I post, I post now in North Carolina because I have to move in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Because I see, I have really hard time here because, you know, the driver, I don't know. You know, it's really bad.
It's too difficult.
It's not just only me. Everybody said that. I thought maybe it was only me.
Oh, really? Even other trucking companies around you?
Yes, yeah.
Interesting. So you think the move will make a difference?
I think so. I don't know. I have to try. Just I get the renter there and we see how the business goes, you know, okay. And, you know, I have to stay there or not. I don't know. I have to decide what we have to do.
Right. You're going to just go over there and test it. And then if it's good, you're going to move over there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So when would be a good time, you think, to follow back up with you in like a couple weeks?
Actually, I'm moving in November.
Oh, not till November, okay.
No, not till November, yeah.
So you think...
That's why I have to move to. And maybe we see, I don't know. I have to see how it goes there.
Right.
And maybe you can call me in the end to November.
Okay, yeah, definitely, to see how it went in North Carolina, you said?
Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina, yeah.
Gotcha. And then however it goes there is going to depend on however the rest of the year will go for the business.
Exactly, yeah.
Understood. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, for the time being, what's a good email address for you? That way you can just keep me on file if anything comes up.
Yeah. Vittori, V-I-T, my name, V-I-T-O-R-I, 66 mm-hmm. at hotmail.com.
66 at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com, yeah.
At hotmail.com. Okay, great. And then usually do you have, like, capital issues or anything like that? I know you took out a working capital loan last year, you said. Did you use it mostly for, like, payroll, marketing, things like that?
Yeah. Just I buy one truck with that one, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you used it to buy a truck.
Yeah, to buy a truck. That's what I want. I don't want anything, you know, to use for anything else except, you know.
Except for buying trucks.
Yeah, buy the trucks, yeah.
Perfect.
This is very
okay.
important. I want to make, you know, a little bit bigger, but we're really stuck with the drivers.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, some customer, they ask me how many trucks you have. You have 5 or you have 10. You know, they're looking for, you know, to move the loads. But
right.
I really stuck.
Right. How many trucks do you have currently?
2.
Okay, so you have 2 trucks. And how long have you been in business?
5.
Oh, okay. It's not bad, actually.
We really do a really good, you know, job. And, you know, we don't have any problem to find, you know, the loads on those start to move the trucks. But, you know, except, you know, the drivers, that's it.
Yeah.
Always I'm busy, yeah. I can't complain about work because somebody, they say, we don't have nothing. But actually, I'm really busy, you know.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that you're busy at least. And you guys have been in business for not even a very long time and you already have 2 trucks on.
Exactly.
So that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's actually really great. Are you the 100% owner of the company?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
That's actually great. And year on year, do you guys usually end up growing? Like for the past 5 years, have sales increased every year or are you pretty steady right now?
No, every year we're going better. Actually, this year is a little bit down to business. I don't know why. You know, the payment. Like the loads last year was better. This year is a little bit less. I don't know why.
What was it that was
worse? The paying. Like when the brokers paying us last year, they don't pay me this year. Like we do example. I was like Mississippi get, you know, flood bed loads. I get to come to New Jersey like $3,000. You know, dollar, and I have to get from Mississippi, New Jersey this year, I have to get like 2,000 or 21. This is the difference. I don't know. They don't pay better like last year.
Oh, really? Why is that? Is there any reason for it?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Really, I don't know. It's interesting, yeah. I was, because when I was looking all those information from last year, I said, what happened with this customer? They know already. I said, you pay me 3,000. How you pay me 2,000? This
yeah,
is the market.
Usually,
that's why, yeah, they're telling me.
That's
interesting. They have, you know, no records.
Increase, right?
Yeah.
So it's weird that it was a decrease. Don't they usually end up increasing, if anything?
I don't know.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
And did you start off with 2 trucks when you opened the business, or did you just start with 1 by yourself?
No, just I start with 1.
Really? When
and
did
I'm
you
bring doing, yeah, and I'm doing a little bit brokering 2 sales.
Okay,
you know,
good.
Just few stuff, yeah. That's why, you know. I try work there and there, and we see. I don't know.
You seem like you're very, very busy, and you have your hands full, that's for sure.
Yeah, I try really hard, you know.
No, I can definitely tell. When did you bring on the second truck?
The second truck I bring 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty like every couple of years you started to bring on more and more. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you're about ready to bring on some more. You just need some drivers now.
Exactly. I can bring more because I have business, but, you know, I can work directly with the shipper because I'm doing brokering too, because we stuck with the,
smart business plan.
Yeah. This is really bad. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm sure we can get you some, we'll find you some drivers and, you know, hopefully everything goes well in North Carolina.
I hope so. I pray.
Yeah,
you know,
me too. I'll pray for you.
Driver in the door, yeah.
I'll pray for you too.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and shoot over that email to you with my information. And then, you know, if anything comes up, you can get back to me. Otherwise, I'll, you know, get back to you sometime in November.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, Vittoria. It was nice talking
to you
again.
Same here. Thank you.
All right. Pleasure. Bye-bye.